Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Today is July the 10th, 2018. It is a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that show, and just want to say to you all, sorry about yesterday. Your boy had a bad, bad headache, laid down to get some rest, and just slept too long and couldn't get up. And so sorry about that. And missing yesterday's show, so that's going to happen, you know, from time to time. And so but we're here live today, and I'm glad to be with you all. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. And so looking forward to you actually engaging in that, and we will move forward. So, 1 second. So, with that being said, everyone, please continue to support the network, and you can do that by making donations, financial donations, on its website. Hit the donation prompt. It's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, or you can actually support the network by being a member in this social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform where you can engage in social media activities without being adversely affected or to have your identity sold to any bidder. Very, very important. And you can benefit from your overall membership. You can promote yourself, your business, other businesses that you think are relative or needs to be actually spoken about or attention is given. You can do that there at BTR Community for only $24 a year, and you have a 30-day free membership trial period before that $24 membership actually starts. So you get, you know, 13 months. The first the first time 13 months for that. And so definitely you want to do that and support this network as the one of the few and last grassroots organizations that's here. So please definitely support the network. All right. So also, if you would like to acquire real money, which you should be doing, especially for what things are going on, you should be moving your currency into real money, silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium is something that you should be looking into and changing your overall cash into that, because your cash is not going to be recognized much, much longer. And you need to move into something that has always been recognized throughout the whole world, throughout human history, and even beyond human history, as having a sense of value and can never go to zero, that being the precious metals. You definitely need to engage in that. So please do that while you still can, because there will be a time and a place where you won't be able to acquire the precious metals with United States dollars or the United States Federal Reserve note or the Federal Reserve note that the United States government pushes on everyone. You won't be able to use Federal Reserve notes in order to acquire the precious metal. And that time is definitely coming, and is much sooner today. We're closer to it today than we were yesterday. And that means that it's going to happen in a matter of time, and you need to be moving and positioning yourself. So whatever you don't want to lose, it would be in your best interest to secure that into something that doesn't lose, that being the precious metal. So you can do that and engage in that with Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership, and you could just when you engage in that, email them at info@prosperitymint.com and say, hey, I am a Tando Radio Show listener, and I would like to acquire the precious metals. Make sure that you respond back when they respond to you, or whatever instructions that they give you is to your best, in your best interest, okay? So you definitely want to do that. All right, so we're going to get into what's in the news. Let me get some things squared away here, get into the platform, and we're going to get into what's in the news. We're going to take a look at some of the things from yesterday. I'm going to post something for today's show, and it's like a two or three minute video. I want you all to hear. Excuse me, one second. That I would like for you to all, for everyone here to hear, very important, very significant, and just gives a brief synopsis of the currency life cycle. And so let me just get into the page, and then we can get into what's in the news. And in the meantime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And I am having trouble getting into it, and I know why. Let me... I got to close some windows. Yep, I think that's what it is. Who knows? And then we'll be able to get into it and get into the show. So, funny how everything works before the show starts. As soon as the show starts, I start to have some problems, it seems, all the time. But I don't mind. No biggie. We deal with it anyhow. All right. So, need this to work. So what I'm going to do, just bear with me. I'm going to get into it by another means. So, sorry, everyone. One of the things about live radio is that these types of things do happen, and when they do happen, gotta go with it. Gotta absolutely go with it. So I am, and as you all know, where I live, whenever we get some having some storms coming through, and that always interferes with my darn internet connection. It makes it slow, which is always anyway slow. Anyhow, so just one of the things I got to deal with. Nothing too concerning. Just the way it is. So hopefully it will come up for me. It's coming up, everyone. And of course, it starts to come up when I go to my backup plan. Now the overall site wants to come up, but I'm just glad that it did. That's just how it goes. Okay, so you just hit this. I guess it didn't. So I'm going to have to still, it's moving slow. Okay, here we go. So I thought we were going to be moving. All right, so frustrating. This may be it. It is. Now let me. All right, first article. Well, today's show. Today's show is going to be the same as yesterday's show since I didn't get to do yesterday's show. And that yesterday's show is going to be, the topic is going to be, the next false flag will be a surprise, looking at something beneficial, but in fact, be laced with a destructive poison. That's a long title, but that's what yesterday's show is going to be about. And today's show will piggyback on that as well, because that's what I'm seeing, and I just wanted to make it known to you all. So today's show is going to be the pickup from yesterday's show. The next false flag will be a surprise looking at something beneficial, but in fact be laced with a destructive poison. And so we're going to jump into that and some of the things that we have and what's in the news. Yesterday I posted an article, the U.S. Embassy in Haiti warns Americans to shelter in place as violent protests escalate. And the U.S. Embassy in Haiti, capital Port-au-Prince, told American citizens to remain inside until further notice Sunday as the city continued to be gripped in by violent protests. Do not travel to the airport unless you confirm your flight is departing, the State Department cautioned. So check out that article, and it is there. Let me see if I can pull up a couple more. So next article, and this is the article I'll come back to, but next article from Wall Street Journal, summit looms for a strained NATO alliance, and celebrity figurehead Trump is in Europe right now for the overall NATO summit, and I definitely think that that is something that's going to part of the overall onslaught of events that will unfold. Next article, Rise posted from Anti-Media. Watch all hell break loose in Haiti as mobs turn to murder, trapped Americans. Check out that article. Next article from Rise posted the Anti-Media. Israel war plane strikes Iranian forces at military base in Syria. This whole thing has continued to expand, and the war has already started, ladies and gentlemen. World War III that's going to turn into global nuclear war has already started. It's been happening for a while. It's just going to continue to unfold into its full bloom of war. Next article, Rise posted, Iran and Syria, why regime change in one regime changes in both. Check out that article. Next article, Rise got from Anti-Media. NATO fears U.S. may threaten to pull troops from Europe ahead of Putin's summit. Check out that article. And next article, Rise posted from Bloomberg. Here's how a trade war between the U.S. and China could get ugly. And it is going to get ugly. Next article, Rise posted from Face to Face Africa. A great article. Where is the other articles? Well, I guess it didn't. Okay, so it didn't pick up. All right, so then today, some of the today's article, we're going to go through those real quick and then get into today's show. First article I posted for today was from Sputnik News. U.S. ambassador warns Germany not to approve Iranian attempts to withdraw cash. The Iranian government has reportedly announced its plan to withdraw more than $350 million from a German bank in a bid to outmaneuver the looming U.S. sanctions against Islamic Republic. U.S. ambassador to Germany has urged Belgium to hamper Tehran's push to transfer hundreds of millions of dollars in cash from the German to Iran. Don't think it's going to happen. They're going to let them do it. Next article, or they'll give them something else in exchange, and they'll keep the cash. And so one of those behind the scenes deal. So, and this is going to be, this is the breakup of NATO, ladies and gentlemen, and the overall move to attack Germany, to attack Russia. Check out that article. Next article from Press News. Germany and China commit to Iran nuclear deal. Germany and China have reiterated their commitment to the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries following the U.S. withdrawal. Speaking alongside Chinese premier on Monday, Chancellor of Germany said the nuclear accord, officially known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, was well negotiated. What does this mean? Germany is going to be joining the BRIC nations in the alliance with Russia and China and Brazil and India and South Africa. Germany will be a part of BRICS, and I see that Mexico and France will be there too. And ultimately, Japan will join. The only ones that won't join is the U.S. and Israel. So check out that. But Israel may even join. Check out that article. Next article from the Wall Street Post. Meeting with Putin might be easier than NATO allies, Trump says as he leaves the White House for Europe. And also he said that, talked about the deal, and we'll talk about this a little bit for today's show. Some things are going to look good, but they're a setup in disguise. Next article. Well, let me just finish this. Meeting with Putin, Trump says he's leaving the White House for Europe. Celebrity figurehead Trump said today that an upcoming summit with Russian president, celebrity figurehead Vladimir Putin, may be easier than gathering with NATO allies as he left the White House for a week of high-profile diplomacy in Europe. And this is all a setup, ladies and gentlemen, because in this he said that Europe is going to have to start paying their fair share, and if not, the U.S. will pull out of NATO. Next article from Europa. Remarks by the president President Donald Tusk, the subtly fitting head on EU-NATO cooperation. We have just signed a joint EU-NATO declaration, which brings the cooperation between the European Union and NATO to the next level. The aim is clear. We want to protect European citizens and with all possible means available. There is no better partner than NATO. And what does this mean? They're talking about NATO without the U.S., and we're touch that as well. Next thing that we probably will definitely need to get involved with, Venezuela annual inflation rate hits 46,350% in June. Check out that article. Next article I got from Lying Like a Fox News. Trump suggests China's meddling in North Korea talks amidst trade tensions with the U.S., meaning the killing the deal, the denuclearization with North Korea, where North Korea is supposed to denuclearize. When the denuclearization means that they're kicking the U.S. out, and they're saying China's behind it, of course. Next, because they're not going to allow that. Next article I posted from Press TV, EU to open dollarless trade with Iran. This is critical. We'll take a look at this and what this means and how this plays out. Next article I posted from South China Morning Post, Taiwan isolates payoff for Panama as China opens free trade talks. Taiwan's isolation pays off for Panama as China opens free trade talk with Panama. Very, very important article as to what's going on. Next article from Freedom Post Rise posted, Steph Rich murder bombshell. Witness prepares to identify the two killers, both government agents. Check out that article. Next article Rise posted from Mint Press News. White House will miss court mandated deadline to reunite migrant families. Of course they would. Next article from Mint Press Rise posted, Trump, the visionary business guru, is crashing the global economy. Yes, that's all done by design. Next article from Mint Press as well, is Hillary Clinton preparing for a return to the electoral politics? Who knows? And there's some other things that with Cohen. I guess Cohen hired one of Clinton's attorney. So this whole thing with this celebrity figurehead Trump is going to get really ugly and go forward in a very demonstrous way. That's why he probably selected the new Supreme Court nominee, because the Supreme Court nominee doesn't think that any city president can be guilty of any crime. What? How asinine is that? What an asshat. Very, very. That means that corruption is the policy that they're admitting to. That's what that basically means. Next, U.S. North Korea talks already falling apart. Trump is blaming China. Goes in reference to another article that Roz posted. Next article from the anti-media. U.S. secret agents named as home addresses exposed by fitness tracker. Yeah, we talked about this before. Check out that article. And then from anti-media, UAE and Qatar officially joined the U.S. war in Afghanistan. And last article Roz posted was from anti-media again. Russian strategy in Syria show how to win a Middle East war. So check out those articles, and we're going to get into today's show at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And as I said, is today's show is that the next false flag will be a surprise. Let me get to it. Let me read it. The next false flag will be a surprise, looking at something beneficial, but in fact be laced with a destructive poison. And that's going to be today's show. If you'd like to get in on it at any time, give us a call. So, all right, so I'm going to get into this show, and I know, hold on, everyone, let me just, one second. Okay, so there's a couple of things that I want to do and want to discuss some things with you as some of the Tando Radio Show listeners, and ask you, you know, some questions. What are some of the things that you see that possibly could be happening? You know, here on Tando Radio Show, I bring some articles and some things was going on, give my perspective of things, but I would love to hear what some of you think, some of the possible things that could be happening. Good, bad, or indifferent doesn't really matter, because I do see that there is going to be some major false flags. The environment for false flags is great right now, and I think that there's going to be a surprise of a false flag, and that is going to be something that seems like it's something beneficial, but in actuality it isn't. But I would like to also know what some of the things that you see in today's climate, because a lot of things have, for anyone that's been listening to Tando Radio Show or Black Talk Radio Network for a while, you've heard about some of the things that we've talked about, and you can now start to see some trends establishing. And I was just wondering, what were some of the things that you're noticing that you think that our listening audience should be made aware of? And that is critical for us going forward, because you may see some things that will be beneficial to people in assisting them. And that's the reason why we do what we do, and that's what we actually promote here. So if you have some things that you think that are trending, or some things that you see unfolding in a certain way, would love to hear it, especially those things that would be affecting our community and how we can, why we should be taking a look at it, so we would have an appropriate response to those things once and if they do happen, because then that way we will always be in a better position. So we'd love to hear from you all. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. Okay. Oops, what happened there? So please, definitely do engage in that. I would love to hear from you all on different things. And don't think that you have to be right, or you have to be profound, or you have to be find something that no one's looked at before, all of those things. It's just things in general, where you are, some of the things that you're noticing. And I want to just say, one of my clients made mention to me and said, hey, David, you notice, I noticed something. I was going to the bank. The bank that I've been going to for a very long time, for over 25 years, is now all of a sudden changed its overall setup. They've put in place a bunch of, from the floor to the ceiling, glass barriers. They've glassed security glassed everything. Before, where you can walk in and just walk freely, you can't do that anymore. And she was there and was talking to one of the other customers that was there, and the other customer noticed this too, and they said, "Wow, when did they start doing this?" And she said, "Looks like some form of." And she made the comment to see if the person was aware. Says, "Looks like this is some form of crowd control in here in the bank, because everybody has a slot. They can only go here once they're here." And the person says, "Well, I guess they plan on failing soon." And this was a major bank. And so those are some of the things that are starting to unfold. Are you noticing those type of things, like ATMs all over the place? And it seems like it's more convenient for everyone. Instead of talking to someone, instead of having a teller that's there and everything else, those are just some of the things, in my opinion, that's put there so that when things go awry and the economic crisis goes full on Monty, that you won't have a person to yell, scream, or attack. And not only that, the people in the banking world won't know because they aren't even significant anymore. It's all computers. So I think I heard Scotty say something. Yes, Scotty.
Yeah, I saw an article yesterday about Amazon is opening up cashierless, not cashless, but cashierless stores. They opened up the first one, and they plan to open up a few more. And of course, this is nothing new. I've, you know, heard talk about that. Even, you know, fast food restaurants with robot hamburger flippers and stuff like that. So I just see a lot of poverty on the horizon, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Scotty. I'm unfortunately, I'm in full agreement with you, and I see it from the financial realm. And I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you all something. I can't disclose a lot of different things because of some of the things that we do business-wise. But I will just say this. Recently, when I say recently, I mean in the past 72 hours. Just since the beginning of the month, there's been a mad rush to collateralize. There are institutions that want to get collateral assets in their overall physical possession. And that's not a good sign at all. And it's projected as being a new program that's subtle, right? So no one will know, but it's being pushed for a reason. And that is a clue. I'm going to tell you that the system always gives you clues as to what is coming by the way that they respond to certain things. They tell you everything, and that is not a good clue. Now, why would that happen? Think about it. Let's say all of us here were in business together, and we knew that seashells were going to, there was something that happened in the sea, and seashells were being destroyed, and it was so bad that all the seashells would be destroyed for one season. Let's say seashells were seasonal, and they were going to be destroyed for one season, meaning that they would not be back on in productivity for four seasons, because they have to, you know, regenerate and then grow and then, you know, everything else. So it was like four seasons, and we knew that this was going to be the last season for seashells. Okay, and I'm just using this as an example. What would we do as business partners? What would be the advisement as business partners that we would have the conversation around? And we knew that we were the only ones that knew this right now. What would we do? Well, the thing that everyone would do was that the first thing out of everyone's mouth is, well, let's order and acquire more inventory in the seashells now And the ones that we do have in stock, let's only sell a small portion of those at a higher rate, but we'll hold on to the full stockpile in year two and three, so that by time year, and then those years we'll make up so much more, because we'll be the only ones with them, and we'll be the only game in town, and we'll engross ourselves, because we'll gouge the overall price of things. Would that not be the conversation? Of course it would be. Of course it would be. And that's what business, that's what people do in business. Or depending on how long it's going to be, that would determine the overall value of them going forward, to where if it's going to be something even longer, you would take them off the shelves no matter what you had in inventory right now. And then you wouldn't sell any until the overall value of them started to skyrocket because of the demand. It wouldn't be the value of them, and the value is always determined, not always determined, but one of the key principles of value is demand. Once the demand started to take off, then you would re-enter the market slowly with a limited supply, and you could ask your overall price for it, because there will always be a buyer if there is a willing seller. As long as there are more buyers than seller, the overall seller can ask whatever it is that they want. When there's more sellers than there are buyers, then the buyer is in the position of advantage. So I'm saying that because of this. That's the exact situation that's going on financially. And all of it is playing out. We brought you some of that information here. And I would say to you all, make sure you're taking the appropriate response to all of those things. You know, it's one thing just to listen and then, okay, you know something. What happens is when that happens, it seems that when things go awry, that thing that's going awry actually harms you even more. Because it's something about off.
This call is being recorded.
It's something about knowing something is going to happen and then doing something about it once it's too late. It's a psychological thing that you actually beat yourself up with a whole lot more than otherwise. Because, you know, we can make all the excuses, but one person, you know, sometimes we can't lie. Most times you can't lie to yourself. You know what really happened. And everything is, it's a difficult time when everything seems all right, but they're not. They're absolutely not. And the moves that are being made is telling you that people know something and are trying to and are doing some things about it, but they want to do some things about it quietly. This is why they say, can you keep a secret? Don't tell anybody. And the don't tell anybody story right now is how the financial world is running into collateralized assets. And there's a priority list of that collateralized asset. That being silver, number one, gold, two, rhodium, oil, land, farmland, and other items. And these things aren't shared among the general population. And because of that, that's who is harmed directly in degree and duration. A higher degree of harm is done, and the duration of that harm is longer. So what we try to do here is we talk about some of these things so you can make up your own mind and your own decision on what it is that you want to do and how you're going to respond to it. So definitely, if you see some trends, you never called in the show before, don't hesitate, jump in. We'd love to hear from you. Or even if you call before, doesn't matter. Every voice is significant. And we definitely need to do it. And you know, one of the things I have to say is that this system has taught us to be quiet. You know? In the forums that we should be speaking on, we're quiet. And in the things that we should shut our mouths on, we can't stop. Social media. We should keep our mouths shut on social media. We should keep our activity down to a minimum or to nothing. But we can't wait to... We let it all go. That's not all of you, but there's some of you too. Not all of you, but it is how things get massaged and materialized, and they materialize for a reason because they're being influenced by something that is not in our best interest. And when we should be keeping our mouths shut, we speak. And when we should be opening our mouths, we sit quietly. And this is what the system has, and I mean, it is a casted spell on a psychological anchor that we also have learned to carry, and we've actually trained each other to uphold that to our demise and not to our benefit. And so I hope that gets broken. Hope that gets broken. And it has to be broken by you. And when you wake up every morning or when you're going through your day, and I've said it before, if you can't pass a mirror and see what the great creator sees, then don't ever look. Then don't ever look. Yes, there's things that we all can work on, and we are given the tools to work on and fine-tune and strengthen those things if we use them. But we can't be in full surrenderance to this system, because then there is no way out. There are many different ways, and everybody has their opinion on how to get to an objective. I'm cool with that. Even the ones that are bat-ass crazy or are completely wrong. Hey, who am I? I have an opinion that it is, but do I truly know? No. But doing nothing will always yield the exact same thing that it's yielded before. Nothing will change. So we got a caller in queue. Want to go to the caller? It's my man Roz. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, bro?
Hey, peace. How you doing?
Peace, bro.
My mute button. How's everything?
No, everything is good, man. Always good to hear from you. What's happening, Roz?
Hey, man. I'm glad you're feeling better too. Yeah, great program today. What you were just describing is something that I've talked about quite a bit in the last couple of years. And I just say that the social media is nothing but psychosocial conditioning towards narcissism, because all people do is sit there talking about themselves all the time or taking pictures of themselves. And all of this information, you know, it's a narcissism, but the narcissism facilitates the global information gathering. And it allows the alphabet boys a way to legally bypass the need for warrants by us just being narcissistic to the point of just everything we do, we put it out there. And it's not by accident. They just found an easier way to really invade our privacy with our own consent. And they put it in this attractive form of these quote-unquote social media site, but there's always a really, really negative side effect, or actually it's the originally intended effect that is presented as a side effect or a byproduct. But that's what they always originally intended to do. So yeah, that's something. I'm just glad I don't deal with none of them bad boys. I just deal with BTR community, and that's it. And I got off of those many years ago now. Well over 10 years, actually. I think it might be about 13 years now. So the other thing, I just saw a news clip from my local news, and they said that they're using DNA to try and match these children that they've kidnapped with their mm-hmm. parents. And what they've been doing,
I saw that too, Ross.
Yeah, and they said that there were a few families where they thought they were matched with the right child, and then when they did the DNA test, there was no match. So they're stealing these people's DNA. I think some of these children are already lost to sexual trafficking or child human trafficking already. They're playing these games with the DNA and all of this stuff to basically buy us the time, because some of these people are not going to get their children back. That's just my assumption, and I just think that it's who's to say? They have to take the word of the people who are performing this genetic test, which I think they're going to do everything they can to protect the government that's telling them this child is not their child. What if it is their child and the government doesn't want them united, so they purposefully tell them this is not your child, and it's 99.9% sure that this is not your child. There's so many things that I don't trust this government at all, but I just think that some of those children are already lost to child trafficking, sex trafficking, and as a result they're really biding for time to see what they can do to try and find some of these children if they haven't even killed some of them. But I think some of them are going to be sacrificially exterminated as well. So with that, I'll mute myself and lay in the cut.
You know what? Hold on. You know, and the thing about that whole thing, I saw that as well. This is just like the social media platform. We had warned a lot of people that, hey, they are data mining. They're using your information, and they're using it to their benefit.
For 2 years, you've been warning them, Dave. For 2 years.
Yeah. For 2 years, we and what Scotty is talking about is that Scotty and I had got together with Scotty. And said, Scotty, man, we got to get off this platform, off this regular platform, and start our own. And Scotty says, yes, we definitely do. I'll work on it. And then that's what he did. And I was surprised. Next thing I know, Scotty says, hey, man, got that platform ready. We do need to do it. And we were telling people, hey, get out of this social media platform, because you're telling too much about you. And more importantly, we don't care, and we don't think about the recourse of things, because all we want is the satisfaction of what we want, and has nothing to do with what we need. And we want to do the things which, has been taught to us that it's the quality of our lives. And that's why everybody's so damn going crazy in today's world and so unstable, because we're chasing and living a lie, and it's all fantasy, and we become fanatics of a false reality that never bears out the truth. And this is why we can't find ourselves, and this is why we change so much about ourselves in so many different ways, and narcissism becomes the overall identity of who we are. It was like, you're losing too much of your information. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I think we was talking about this on last week's. No, I don't know if they did a show last week, but on Real Life, the radio show, which comes on at 9 o'clock on Tuesday evening. So they'll be on air tonight, Ross and Jenna. But I don't know if it was Tando or another. But we were talking about technology, and social media is a double-edged sword. If I still had a corporate job, especially a supervisor position, like a couple of jobs I've had, it's no way I would be on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
But right, Scott.
But, I have made some connections and made some associates and met some people first on there, and then met them later in real life and did some real things, So it's just a double-edged sword, man. But if I had a plantation job, man, I tell you, I wouldn't be on there, man, because it's like your employers surveil you. They want to know what your political views are. They just want to know everything about you. And don't think they won't hold it against you, because they will. But I want to comment on something you said earlier, though, about inaction. Yeah, people can choose to be inactive, but that doesn't mean that whatever's happening out there in the world won't affect them. So you can choose to, and then you'll be reacting. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with you, though, Dave. I'm not going to agree with everybody's approach to something. But how does the old saying go? And I hate to use cliches, but the old saying goes, you know, it's better to have tried something and failed than to have never tried at all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But what gets me, though, what gets under my skin, though, is when somebody is doing something and what they're doing is practicing justice and somebody else got a problem with what that person's doing. Why are you wasting your energy commenting on how somebody else spending their energy? What is it about, you know, what is it about you think that you some kind of professional or you know, you can dictate to somebody else what they ought to care about or not care about and what they should do? You know, that just really gets under my skin, because I see a lot of people spending a lot of energy instead of fighting the system, talking junk about those fighting the system. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. And Scotty, and it's so... And it happens all the time, you know. We've been taught about that quick self gratification from that, you know, and it is really detrimental to us in growing, because it causes us to be cemented in a position that is not realistic. And you know, when Roz was bringing about the. When talking about what he was talking about and the DNA, and I'm hearing this stuff, and they're data mining and they're getting DNA from people that they're going to be using for other things at the least. That's just they're not throwing that stuff out. They're not discarding that stuff, and they're not getting it legally. They're not getting it legally and morally at that. Because they've created something to get what they want, to use it against the very same people. So this DNA is all being used. And this is, you know, and to each his own. But I'm going to tell you something. For me, I'm not giving my DNA willingly to any institution, because I didn't create that institution. I don't know what their overall methods are. And it doesn't matter what they try to sell me that is going to be used for. I've already learned, like Rod says, to never believe them, because they've never told the truth. And that word never means never. And they never, ever will. So when they're data mining and getting all of this DNA, they're using this DNA for all sorts of things. To identify which of those children come from different places and what they're susceptible to and what their strengths are, and they're going to use that. They're going to use that for all types of things. They're actually going to be selling that as well. There's a black market for that. And this whole thing with they're supposed to re-engage the families with their children. That was what was created. That was the excuse to get everybody used to that and benefit from that while they're still doing it. Because it's today is them, tomorrow is you. Because they're going to come up with different rules for these facilities to be a necessity. And they're going to come up with they're going to create the next crisis that's going to turn into a conflict. And those facilities are going to be the appropriate place to house and to actually mitigate that. And they're going to be doing the exact same thing there as well. They're going to separate families and collect DNA. They'll use it from, they'll say it was a swine or some form of swine flu or some new kind of flu. Everybody needs to go through here and everything else. And the families got separated. And we needed the DNA to connect the families now. This is how they use DNA. See, they made people think that they were using DNA for legitimate reasons, like finding people innocent of crimes that they didn't commit. No, that was just a small amount to get you to accept the overall need for DNA so that you wouldn't look at what they possibly could really be doing. They never do anything. The system has never done anything that's been to our benefit. Everything has been a con and a deceptive method and tactic to manipulate the outcome that best serves them. Nothing new under the sun. And just so you know, the sun doesn't travel underneath. The earth doesn't travel underneath the sun. So they wasn't talking about the earth when that saying came out. Same old thing. So, yeah, Rise, I saw that, and we talked about that a while ago, and we said, yeah, watch, they're going to start saying they lost some of the children, they can't find the parent, this and all of this other stuff, and they DNA, they had to do DNA. All of this stuff is very easy to see before it happens because they're using the same tactics as before. All the concentration camps needed an excuse to start the first influx of people going through. Once you started the flow of people going through, now you can turn the spigot on full capacity. So, yeah, Roz, I'm with you. And I saw that, and it was one of your shaking head moments as to, and this furthers why this system has to be very strategically, and the countermeasures against it have to be something that is very formidable and, more importantly, steadfast among the people. And I don't know if we're at that point globally as a species to where we can identify the source of our ailment in order to apply the appropriate cure. What it seems to be is that within the species, the divide is so great that the only necessity is to get what I individually want and darn the species, because if I don't, they will run me over. The species will run me over. And we've turned against the true cure and solution to it all, that being each other. That being each other. Now, are there people that have chosen to do things that is not in the benefit of the species, the community, the family, or other individuals? Absolutely. Absolutely. But when that becomes the overall general accepted trend of the masses, now your problem becomes bigger than just an individual. Now your problem is global. And there's a global momentum. And when you're dealing with a global momentum, ladies and gentlemen, you're dealing with a formidable energy force that one individual is not going to be able to go against. And I will just be glad when we start to think anew. Because that would be, in my opinion, in our best interest. And not the system's best interest. It's time to make the system ill. And the thing that making the system ill is that you can never make the system ill by using a remedy that they concocted or created in their laboratories of synthetic control. Can't use it because they hold a patent on it, and that type of energy force is loyal to them. That spirit is loyal to them. Because that spirit is loyal to them because they know that they will continue to feed that spirit. And that spirit is not going to bite the hand that feeds them. Until that spirit starts to get starved because there is no feeding of the masses. Then that spirit will turn on the last resort. It will eat them, and then it will consume itself. That's what cancer does. It consumes itself to death, and it takes the host with it. That's a very demented. That's a dementia in a sociopathic and beyond psychopathic energy. So, wanted to say agree and appreciate my brother Roz. Appreciate you all. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. Let's take a commercial break now. Scotty, give me 3 minutes. I got to grab something to drink real quick. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, there's a couple of things I want to look at as some of the false flags that I think is going to look beneficial, but is actually going to be a poison pill and be a destructive opportunity. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Doing is using an adjective to describe something that's incidental about him, one of his incidental characteristics. So there's nothing else to it. He's just white. But when you get the white man over here in America and he says he's white, he means something else. You can listen to the sound of his voice when he says he's white. He means he's boss. That's right. That's what white means in this language. You know the expression free, white, and 21? He made that up. He's letting you know all of them mean the same. White means free, boss. He's up there. So that when he says he's white, he has a little different sound in his voice. And I know you know what I'm talking about. This was what I saw was missing in the Muslim world. If they said they were white, it was incidental. White, black, brown, red, yellow. It doesn't make any difference what color you are. And so this was the religion that I had accepted. And had gone there to get a better knowledge of it. But despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I got back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it on any day.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Good to go, Scotty. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Okay, so would love to hear from you all. Got to hear from my man Roz, who always contributes, and I greatly appreciate it. My man Scotty chimed in, and I greatly appreciate that as well, because I think it's very important that we hear from you all, because that makes it where it is a communal thing, and it's not just one or two or the same individuals. What I mean by that, where it's just looking in one direction. We need to be able to find solutions everywhere and to invoke the community itself, from individuals to families and to the neighborhoods and to the species at large. Now your formidable group or species that can transverse or transform your living standards to be able to live beyond the stars. Now you can really start to travel the universe instead of being confined to the atmosphere of subjugation and control and enslavement here. You'll go beyond the stars, and that's very, very important. So today's show, I wanted to take a look at, I think there's some false flags that are brewing that may look like they're going to be beneficial, but in actuality, it's a poison pill. And some of the ones that I'm seeing is that this whole trade thing is actually the tool that's going to be used to bring in the economic paradigm that will be far worse than what we saw in the past on all levels. And I can see that the governments, the so-called sovereign flag-bearing governments of the world, are all working in unison to subtly make those giant steps towards what they need to be in place to maintain control tomorrow. And some of those subtle steps are, I'm seeing, is this. Let me read this real quickly for you all. And this is from the Europa.eu. And let me pull this up. Hopefully it pulls up for me real quick. Now, what happened was there was the celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, said that, hey, NATO, you need to start paying your fair share and all that. All that stuff sounds nice. But see, that's all. That's just the talk that's hiding what the real intentions is. That's the smoke that's disguising what the real intentions is. And so let me just read this real quick. And this is from Tusk, Donald Tusk, the president on the European Council. Okay? It says, we have just signed a joint EU-NATO declaration, which brings the cooperation between the European Union and NATO to the next level. The aim is clear. Now, this is after Donald Trump said that the EU has to start paying their fair share, else the U.S. will pull out. The aim is clear. We want to protect European citizens with all possible means available. And there is no better partner than NATO. That is why we have agreed today to strengthen the EU-NATO. Stop right there. The EU-NATO means that NATO without the United States. And we've been talking about this for a while. Ties in critical important areas, including the improvement of military mobility of our troops, equipment, and common preparedness for cyber and hyper attacks. The next battlefield, ladies and gentlemen, is not going to be primarily and ultimately fought with tanks, jets, fighter jets, bombers, submarines, aircraft carriers, Tomahawk missiles, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles. No, that's not what the battlefield of this era will be. This era battlefield is the cyber battlefield, which can spread a virus to make everyone in the planet ill. Even if you have a computer or if you don't. Because the overall cyber platform is able to poison everyone. By way of cyber attacks, you can poison the water supply. Doesn't matter if you got a computer in the home or not. You just caught a virus. Can cut out the lights. Can stop the overall transactions. It can stop commerce, e-commerce, business commerce, B2B, everything. And it affects everyone. A bomb that always hits its target is known as a cyber bomb. And it could come in different varieties, conventional or nuclear. But they're all equally deadly. And they all meet their casualty rate or more. The collateral damage is always greater than what can be anticipated. Because the psychological effects of the cyber space is huge. Just think of the young people today. How many of them live any form of off the grid? Go anywhere today, on the freeway, on a plane, by the pilot or the driver. The likelihood of them having a cell phone under their nose is for the drivers on the highway is almost darn near 97%. That you'll see drivers with a cell phone in their hand. The cell phone in their hand taking up more attention than the steering wheel itself. And it's not only taking away one hand, it's taking away one eye or one and a half eye. And it's taking over 99% of the attention. So the overall cyber impact is huge. So article continues. Fighting terrorism and stopping migrant smugglers in the Mediterranean. The fullest possible involvement in our activities of the EU member states are that are not NATO members will encourage and facilitate in an all-inclusive, non-discriminatory manner without any artificial obstacles. Speaking on the eve of the NATO summit here in Brussels, I would like to address the celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump directly, who for a long time now has criticized Europe almost daily for his views, insufficient contributions to the common defense capabilities, and for living off of the U.S. Dear President Trump, America doesn't have and will not have a better ally than Europe. Today, Europeans spend on defense many times more than Russia and as much as China. And I think you can have no doubt, Mr. President, that this is an investment in common American and European defense and security, which can be said with confidence about Russia or China's spending, which can't be said with confidence about Russia or Chinese spending. Here's the catch right here. Listen, I would therefore have two remarks here. First of all, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have many that many. Hear what he said? I would therefore have two remarks here. First of all, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many. I'm going to stop there. Here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion. And I said this before, NATO will break up. There will be an EU NATO that excludes America, that will excuse the United States, because I hate when they say that word America, because America is the whole continental area. They say it's just, you know, America being the United States. I know that that's what they say, but I don't buy that. There's Central America, North America, South America. But here's what they're saying. We don't need you. And what we'll do is we'll establish an alliance by way of energy with Iran and everyone else that we need, and we'll have alliances with China and with Russia for overall military stability, and we'll make you the overall. Because if you're not going to be an ally, then you're an enemy.
Hey, Dave.
Yep.
First of all, I wouldn't really say the U.S. has any allies. They got a bunch of dependents, a bunch of people that they have bribed to allow them to have bases in their countries. I would like to see a list of the number of countries that the United States doesn't give so-called aid to, which again is nothing but bribery. I know Russia will be one, China will be the other. I can't think of too many other ones that wouldn't, but to what you just read, though, Kenya mentioned yesterday that they will trade with Iran, and they don't care what the U.S. has to say.
Yep. And other countries are falling. Why is Kenya and the rest of the countries saying this? Because no longer do they fear the U.S. reprisal for going against their overall geopolitical mandates. So the overall handwriting on the wall is there, and the handwriting on the wall can be interpreted. It doesn't matter if you see the handwriting on the wall and you can't interpret what it says. The handwriting on the wall is this: America has no more allies. You better start making some, because the transition has already been made. Now you are considered the adversary. And deals are being constructed, and deals are being made around that overall paradigm. And the significant thing of that is here. Today's show is, I think that there's going to be a real good outcome when celebrity figurehead Donald Trump meets celebrity figurehead Vladimir Putin in their summit. This is going to be a good thing. And it's going to seem like it's a beneficial thing. But it's a false flag, y'all. Here's why. NATO was so-called created to defend against the Russian threat. Now, NATO has an adversary among its so-called ally, one of its chief allies being the United States. The United States has now taken the overall, has been compromised by Russia, and that's what's going to come out, at the expense of Europe and all of its allies. And then what's going to come out is that it's been compromised. It's already starting to come out with the election. And then it turns into the Mueller investigation. All of this is the theatrical things. But what's happening is that NATO was created to defend Europe from Russia. And it was so-called the U.S. and those nations that thought the Russians were the threat to them all. So what did Russia do? They actually were able to sabotage the whole NATO thing. And this is how they're going to sabotage NATO. See, they're going to need a new enemy. So what Russia did very wisely was this. Check this out. We're going to move from a position of NATO being an adversary and pointing their weapons at us to where we're going to scramble the deck and we're going to make NATO point their weapons at the United States. And how do we do that? Very easy. We infiltrate the U.S. and we put into place a puppet that will be of our choosing. Then we'll expose them. Then when we expose them, or her and them, NATO will see that the threat, because our overall puppets will be an adversary to Europe, while we'll provide them gas, while we'll provide them oil, while we'll provide them we'll provide them natural gas, and we'll provide them oil. We'll be their friends. And then no longer will they point their weapons at us. We'll move them into a position to where they'll have a new enemy. And they'll kick the U.S. out, and guess who they'll put into NATO? No, they won't put us into NATO. But what they'll do is they'll join the BRIC nations with us. And then the BRIC nations and the new EU NATO will be in alliance with the BRIC nations. Against who? The one we infiltrated. See, we realize something. If we control and manipulate the economy and turn their economy against them, so-called their overall momentum and their overall aggression, colonization, and geopolitical strong-handing and dollar hegemony against the world, we'll let them hurt the rest of the world for a while, and then we'll come in with a deal for them. Are you tired of getting beat down by them? There's no greater gangster than one that has a flag. Are you tired of paying those... the loan shark? Can't do it anymore. Here's the new deal. We pay fair market value for everything that has an asset. They don't. Who do you want to deal with? And if you deal with us, before this all happens, we'll send you some of the best military equipment that's cheap, but it works. Not like their high-priced technology that always breaks and is vulnerable to cyber attack and everything else. Here's how you neuter them. You take their weapons, and when they hit the button to fire, only thing that happens is all the lights start to blink. And so now, Russia learned a lesson from when the Soviet Union was brought down. They let it happen so that they would learn how they do it, so that when they did it, it would be more effective. So they realized, if we bring them down economically, we'll be able to take their vast resources without firing a shot. This may even be a war that will never ever be declared, but it still will be deadlier than any other war. They'll be able to neutralize the so-called strength of the U.S., its military, by preventing it from being able to refuel itself. Because they will have all of their strategical alliances everywhere, and everybody, little by little, taking a role, bite at the giant. And before the giant knows, the giant has holes everywhere, and is leaking from every place. Then the shock sets in and it starts to turn on itself. The states start to leave the union and everything else. Problem solved. Now the opportunity will be come in. This is the false flag that I'm seeing that is going to be happening, where it will come out that it was more than just the elections that the Russians were meddling in. It was the complete dissembling of the United States empire of influence by infiltration. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, what they're going to do is that they're going to force the hand of the U.S., and the rest of the world will be waiting to respond to it. And there will be sanctions that will be levied. But the sanctions won't be from the U.S. levying against anyone. It will be the rest of the world sanctioning the U.S. They will be seizing their bases, seizing the fuel from their bases, seizing the territory, seizing the whole country, destabilizing it by going to a economic medium of exchange that the U.S. can't go into, that being an asset for an asset, because all of the assets that the U.S. has is all stolen from other countries that they're going to reclaim. They're going to reclaim and nationalize. And this is going to have a dramatic asymmetrical effect that it will bring about a virus that the U.S. will never, ever be able to mitigate. And this is the false flag that I'm seeing. So there will be a great celebration of how great the relationship with Russia was and everything else. And that will be one of the false flag death knells that will be recorded historically as the overall perpetuating events that were a part of the fall of the human of the U.S. empire. And man, that's going to be significant. We got Brother Davis in queue. Before we go to the commercial break, definitely want to get Brother Davis on. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, brother?
It's always good to hear the voice of my friend. I feel like we ain't talked for so long. I miss you, brother.
I know, Brother Davis. I miss you, too. I miss you over the beginning of the month, because last month I had to take some time off. Brother Davis just was dealing with a lot of different things, and I miss hearing from you as well, and I miss Wise Wednesday. So, Brother Davis, what's going on? What we got cooking?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, this is an exciting time. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, what do you mean it's an exciting time? We are at the precipice of a wealth transfer that we'll never see one like this again. For those of you who don't know, hemp is on the ballot in 17 states in this upcoming election. That means that anybody who gets in on the ground floor before the 1st of August, why the 1st of August? Because the 1st of August is really when it's going to be publicly talked about. When they start talking about it publicly, it's going to be a rush to get involved in these hemp products. Now, why? Because it went up 3%, 4%, and 5,000%. Some stocks hit even more than that after the last election when it was only on the ballot on 4 states. So this is definitely transforming, as well as North Carolina announced today with the American Farmers Act, hemp will be a what they call a GNP, a gross national product. Now, what does that mean? That means that all of the federal laws that was written against hemp will now be subsided. overturned, absolutely. And another thing we want to keep in mind, too, is the cryptocurrency. You see, we fail to realize that you don't have to have a lot of money right now in order to get into key positions to position yourself to profit very well from this. So we are literally looking at adding to your portfolios, whatever they are, the hemp, as well as the cryptocurrency. We really want to keep that in our sights, because literally those people who sleep are going to lose. Now, those people who have been buying precious metals, good for you, because guess what? Those still are a part of the transformation process. And if you've been buying 5 or 10 silver coins a month since we started talking about this, you're in a pretty wealthy position. So I'm looking forward to Wise Wednesdays.
So true, Brother Davis. Yeah.
Pardon me, Brother Dave?
I said, so true, Brother Davis. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Listen, I miss you guys. I know I've been doing a lot of due diligence in a lot of different areas, and I'm going to really expose that over the next 3 or 4 weeks. And the reason being is because I've been transforming. I'm literally working on my weight. I'm working on my mind. I'm working on everything. Because of this area, it's still going to be some rough spots to come. Don't get me wrong. I just want you to understand that there are some areas that when we put a little bit of focus in, it doesn't have to be as unforsaken and dismal as it's going to be. Because I'm going to tell you now, for those of you who don't know, Trump is pushing his health care program and the budget cuts, and they are going to be deep. And for those people who haven't really examined it, do. Because if it affects you, you don't want to find out on the day it's at your doorstep.
And hey, Brother Dave. This is the second part of the Davis team here, second seat. But I just wanted to add that, you know, we were just watching our local news, and they were talking about the LIHEAP program. In our area, that is the heating assistance program. It's called LIHEAP. And they were just talking about all the budget cuts and, you know what I mean? And actually, mm-hmm. they showed somebody shoveling snow, which, you know, we're dealing with heat waves, but, you know, the snow is right around the corner. So, you know, they show people, you know, shoveling snow to let you know, our weather's going to, you know, that next forecast will be in a couple of months yet, you know? So people have to you know what I mean? We still got to prepare for that. And a lot of people say, well, you know, it don't affect me. It might not affect you, but if it affects your family, your friends, your loved ones, where are they going to go when they ask for money and they need resources? They're going to come to you. So, you know,
Sister Davis.
You know, we got to... Yeah, you know, we always thinking about what we're doing, but we got to understand it takes a village, and when it takes a village and that village is hurting, them villagers are going to come knocking at the door, and either you're going to have to be prepared to shut them out or bring them in. That's the only two choices. You got to think about that. And with these budget cuts with the food stamps, because I know they cut food stamps for veterans. They just did a big cut. I think the 1st of June or so, they're cutting for veterans. And you know, so they're taking little pockets of people, and they're cutting this and they're cutting that. But then again, of course, you can see with the kids that the ISS and all of that, the ICE and all that, with these kids going and separating. You know, the money that they should be investing in programs, they're investing in that. I'm not saying don't invest in those kids, but I'm just saying it's only so much money. And right now, it's the heat of the summer. Everybody's talking about the little Mexican kids. But come winter, they're going to shut off the electricity. You better have your, you know, understanding of, you know, how you want to downsize or, you know, have your windows covered or extra clothing or, you know, other forms of heat and electricity. My dad was telling me that his water bill went up 300%, okay? That was a conversation today. 300%. And we're talking city water, city municipality. 300%. And then you know you can't collect rainwater. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So So
right.
You know what I mean? So now they're trying to get us because guess who got a garden? My dad does. He said, oh, well, I guess I do water the garden. I said, Dad, I watched you water the garden. You water the garden very sparingly, you know, at the right time of day. I mean, he does everything right. You know what I mean? You know, they're going to back us into a corner. They don't want us to
grow. Controlling resources.
And there's little resources here and there. That's some of the stuff that we'll talk about tomorrow. So if anybody, you know, has some questions or some concerns or they want to scream and holler about it, hey, this is where you need to scream and holler.
So you're doing the show.
You're not in town. But that's just some of the stuff we need to think about. Right now, everybody's thinking about going to the beach and feeling good with the holiday, you know, the summer. And that's, you know, and I understand that we weathered the winter to get to the summer. But guess what's right around the corner? No matter where we live, you know what I mean? All these hurricanes.
Yes, that's right, Sister Dave.
The hurricane is coming back around again. Hey, right behind the hurricane, it's going to be snow coming up the coast just like the hurricanes did. So, you know, there's a lot that we need to talk about, things we need to keep it focused on, you know, and the portfolios, because I know you're one that's really big on having several streams of finances coming in there. Just because we ain't talking about it don't mean we ain't doing it. So,
that's right.
I'm gonna turn it back over to Brother Davis because he's looking at me because I'm taking this time. But that'll be some of the key things we'll talk about tomorrow on the show. And of course, we know that this Trump thing with the kids, all that's doing is a false flag, making us look toward Mexico while he does some other flipping on something else.
Okay, well, brother, I appreciate you giving us this opportunity because we are running out to another meeting. Unfortunately, when you're involved in the community, these are the type of things you got to do, you know. But listen,
that's
look
it.
Forward to tomorrow night. And while it's Wednesday, please have a pencil and a piece of paper, and we will be geared to go. Appreciate it, brother. Peace.
Love you, Brother Davis. Love you, Sister Davis. And Sister Davis, Brother Davis was looking at you with loving eyes. Believe me, you know that, and I know that.
Right. Yeah, he was looking at me like I'm taking up his radio space. You know how it is, kind of share. But you know, it's just right now. There's so much information. You know what I mean?
It is
so much coming at us, and there's so much that we need to, you know, focus through. Because right now the focus is all this rhetoric on Facebook and, you know, TV and news, but you got to pierce your eyes through that and see what's really important on the backside. And there's a lot of things. And even like you said, the hemp, one of the reasons that they want to control the hemp is because that's where the oil's going to come from to heal everybody.
Brother Davis, we got to get ready to go to commercial break because we're playing the music. But Sister Davis, I can't wait to Wise Wednesday because there's some things I definitely with the CBD. I got to tell you all about some great projects that's happening with that. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation when we come back, it's called 704.
Hey, Dave, before we go to break, man, before we go to break, watch out for those cryptocurrency. A lot of it's been hacked. Ether, $12 million worth of Ether was stolen from through a hack today. And then I also heard about Coinbase, although this may be a week or two old, but Coinbase being charged with fraud or something, man. So, you know, you just got to be wary of these things, man. And we hadn't talked about cryptocurrency in a while, and I've been seeing a lot of hacking going on.
And that was my, well, we'll come back out after the end and on the top of the last part of the hour. Listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Oh, shoot, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and definitely give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And just before we went to the break, Scotty was talking about cryptocurrency and the hack, and that was one of the things that I always say. Cryptocurrency is not money, but there are some good opportunities in there. You just have to be aware and do your due diligence. Hacking is the number one threat to it and hacking from the very institutions that establish it. So all of these things, definitely you need to know what is happening with that. So please, and we'll do another show on that in the future. But definitely tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, tune in to Brother and Sister Davis. I'm looking forward. It's good to hear Sister Davis and good to hear Brother Davis. They sound, you know, very, very well and growing and doing so much. And so I look forward to Wise Wednesday tomorrow. So, all right. So getting back to what we were talking about before the commercial break. And these are just some of the things that I see happening. And I would love to hear from you all. What do you see happening and what's some of the fake possibilities? Now, here's the thing that I think that's very important for us to protect ourselves by, and I don't think that is very, very difficult to do. I think it just takes some time, some dedication, and some effort, like all things do, okay? And that being, set up what's in your best interest so that you can have a plan to always prosper. And some of the fundamental things is that engage in things, give your energy, which is a valuable commodity, give that only to other commodities that give you an equal return as to what you're giving in. You know, the economy does not always equally give to you what it takes from you. So why engage in it in that position? And that should be one of the fundamental thought patterns of everything. Before you engage in something, is it going to give you equal or more than what you're giving it? When it comes to love of the economy, this is the only standard. You can't love the economy more than it loves you. You have to make sure the economy loves you more than you love it. And that takes a commitment. That takes an awareness. And that awareness is that you are aware of the importance of energy over time and space. Because time and space is eternal. Energy moves. It's eternal as well. But it transfers. It can never be extinguished, but it moves on. Time is always at a standstill. Someone ever tells you that you're wasting time, I want you to really think about it. How can you waste something that's eternal and doesn't move? Space is eternal and it doesn't move. Energy moves. The different dynamics there. So time is something that is subordinate to energy, always has been and always will be, because the time will be given to you. What you do in that moment with your energy determines the next set of events that will happen moments in the future. And I know the system has taught us that time waits on no one, and you can't gain back and you can't waste time. Well, you can't waste something that was given to you freely for you to utilize forever. What greater form of agape-ness is there than that? To give you something of value, regardless if you act out or not. Because one of the things that we think that we are more significant than we are, and it's an arrogance thought, and it initiates bad behavior or unproductive behavior for the individuals. I don't worry too much anymore about what someone else can do to me, because there isn't anything anyone can do to me now that I know that my energy is more important than time. My energy is more important than space, because it's my energy that will continue and can never be extinguished, and it moves. The time and space is always there. And you'll always have it. You will always have it. Earlier this year, my brother made a great transformation, and I finally knew all of these things, but it is a peace that came upon me recently. And that's because I know he wouldn't want to come back from where he is. And he's waiting for me to catch up. I remember my brother growing up with my brother, and he would always say, "Come on, Papa, catch up." As he walked briskly to wherever it is that we were going. And I was always distracted by every little sound and everything that was around me that was moving and everything else. And I kept one eye on him, and I'm looking at everything else. And he would always say, "Come on, Papa, catch up." Then he said to me, "Nah, Dave, don't catch up. Stay the way that you are, because you'll never be far behind." And just the words that people say to you that are so profound that you don't realize the significance of them until decades later. So I say that because we're in a great position, and we always will be. How we respond to everything with the energy of our eternal strength will allow us to experience things that we would want to experience. If we want to experience and be a part of fear, then we will be. And that will keep you from moving. It will keep you locked in time and space. And that's when you become stagnant. And when you become stagnant, you become a septic pool of destruction. So we have another great opportunity to put our overall footprint, to put our overall existing presence in time and space. And there will be a lot of things that will happen in the future. All types of things. But I think what's very, very important that I like to focus on is, what can I learn here so that when I do make the great transformation, I'll come with an equipment cache of tools to better utilize the time and space that I will be standing in or in the state of existence in going forward. So how we respond to things is everything. And I think with some of the things that we'll see happening, put yourself in a position that you will always be able to have the surety that everything is all right, because you're observant of everything, but you're relying on nothing other than what you've already established, your sovereign and self-determination. And when you do that, something dangerous happens. There's nothing more dangerous than a man or a woman that can't be bought, that can't be given a temptation to compromise. When the system can't offer an individual anything for them to compromise their overall moral core values, to ignore their moral absolutes, the system never, ever, ever wants to be in a position where they can't buy you and where your overall allegiance is bought. Because the only thing that the system will ever be able to offer you is an illusion put on paper that has no real intrinsic value. And if we ever look at this system and realize what it can produce only manipulation, nothing of value. And since it has nothing really of value, our attention should never be aligned to it. And they never, ever can offer you something that you couldn't refuse. So I think that's one of the viable solutions that we have. The viable solution is that we move in a direction knowing what they're doing, but not allowing it from altering our path. Then it becomes futile. Now that's meditation. Now that's controlling of time, space, and energy. Now that's power. That's a threat that can never, ever, ever be neutralized. It's a zero sum effect for them, not for us. But hey, listen, everyone, I just want to say I greatly appreciate you all for today. Get ready to get out of here. My man Roz and Jenna, I believe, is coming up right after Tando Radio Show. An hour later. So make sure you're around for that. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, with Brother Davis and Sister Davis. As you can see, they'll be ready and on fire. So come with your pen and paper and your questions for them. And remember, is before you ask for a fortune. And the great thing is that at some point and at some time, you'll stop asking for things and you'll just be one that will be willing to give everything. I ain't there yet. I'm trying to get there. But that's my overall goal. So before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And much love, much respect. We'll catch you all later. Big ups to my man Rise for calling in. Scotty, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, always good to hear the Davis team and hearing them. So we'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Oh, looks like we lost Dave. Let me go ahead and get him back on the board. Not sure how long he was gone, has been off air as I was getting some coffee. Let's see, Dave. Y'all bear with us as I try to get him back on.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio.
New Black Media for the new millennium.
No, it really isn't. Because, see, people are thinking in terms of, well, they want to brag about being black, which means that they are implying that there's something incorrect about being white, even though these are the creations of the Creator. See, and then so everybody gets into this black pride thing or white pride thing, and people immediately start taking sides. It's not about taking sides based on black and white. It's about taking sides based on justice and non-justice. Well, that's what you're really aiming for. Being black doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice. And being white doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice, except you mean in, you believe in non-justice. And that doesn't make any difference what shade you are, or how tall you are, or who your cousin was, or anything like that, or what so-called nationality you have. Like a lot of people say that they take pride in being an Englishman, or take pride in being a Frenchman, or take pride in being Afrocentric. Well, you're not supposed to be proud of any of those things if you don't believe in justice, because these words mean nothing. No nationality means anything. And waving a flag if you don't believe in not mistreating people. You've got to believe in not mistreating people, and you got to believe in helping people that need help the most. Otherwise, you don't even have any business breathing.
I think that if, you know, like America has ever run out of Vietnam and defeated as they should be in Vietnam, then black people over here will have to, you know, like, be in a position where they can defend themselves. Because I think that aggression that's being directed against the Vietnamese people will be turned inwardly against black people in this country. See, America, in terms of where she goes and, you know, like, who she controls, her whole sphere of influence is diminishing. America is fighting on about 5 or 6 different fronts right now. Latin America, you know, like Africa, Middle East, and Vietnam, and here domestically. So I think that, you know, given the system and given that it operates off the military-industrial complex, which means that war is profitable, and that, you know, like General Steel, or USS Steel, must make steel for tanks to hire people, you know, to give people jobs to, so they can spend the money to buy other goods. The very fact that the system operates off that principle means that when the man comes back, when the man is run out of every country, then it will become necessary to wage war in his own country.
All right, welcome back to Trando Radio Show. I'm unable to get in contact with Dave. He might have lost service. I'm not sure what's going on, but we're at the end of the program anyway. But coming up later tonight, there will be more live programming on Black Talk Radio Network at 9 o'clock p.m. will be Real Life Radio, so make sure you check them out. The topic will be black people and counter-racists. Should we take vacations and to take care of our mental health? So that sounds like an interesting topic. Of course, I'd definitely be listening in. As I'm the engineer of the show, so I ain't got no choice but to be there. But I will be there anyway. So that's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Real Life Radio Show with Brother Ross and Jenna. So we're going to close it out. We hope that Dave is safe and sound and just having some technical issues. Y'all be safe. Speaking of being safe and sound, recognize the fact you live behind the enemy lines of USA Inc., all right, and they still practicing slavery. And they practice slavery in a racial manner, so we don't want anyone to become a new slave, as Kanye West once said in his track. All right, peace and blessings to all. Be safe.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.